Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is.
Funny when you get it, isn't it?
So to bad. You, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Jermaine Hibbelstein of New York City, New York. In case you don't know, he is the free hugs guy in Times Square. You know, everybody's got a gimmick in Times Square, right? You got Naked Cowboy. He is the free hugs. Well, he's due in court after attacking a tourist when she didn't give him a tip. Because apparently, it's not free. But this is how it went down. Now, he's often seen toting a cardboard sign around Times Square offering free hugs. Because that's what you want, a stranger in New York City to hug you. But last week, he jumped into a picture, okay? So he photobombed a picture of a 22-year-old Canadian woman who's there visiting. And then he hugged her and then demanded $5. So she did not ask for him to show up. He photobombs, gives her the free hugs. He demands $5. Well, thing is, she's like, well, I don't necessarily want to do that. So he then attacked her when she wouldn't hand over the cash, punched her in the face. He ran off, but the victim took a photo as evidence, showed it to the police. She didn't have to take a photo as evidence because he had photobombed the picture she had already taken. Anyway, they found him in the area. He faces charges of attempted robbery and fraudulent accosting. Now, here's the thing. This dude, he's been arrested multiple times prior, several of them for the exact same type of offense. So basically, this guy says free hugs. Here you are trying to take a picture. He photobombs you and then shakes you down for $5. And he's done this so many times, the cops are like, yeah, we know
enough.
Who it is.
Enough.
We know who it is.
Hug life.
Just trying to squeeze some cash out of people.
It's like it's a free hug, and then he punches you in the face if you don't give him $5.
You didn't even ask for it.
You didn't even ask for it.
Sure, I'll take you up on that free hug.
Right.
You just jumped in a picture. You owe me $5 now.
I can't imagine those hugs were very good either.
No, not if that's your attitude.
Not if you don't want one.
Yeah.
Well, part of a hug is compassion and feeling.
Exactly.
Empathy for the other person's body as you embrace it.
This is a capitalist hug.
Yeah, man. The worst kind of hug, dude.
The worst kind of hug.
You don't make money on hugs.
All right, bitches, let's drink.
Yeah, unless you're really hot.
True. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola! That story brought to you by the folks at Snoqualmie Tobacco and Liquor Company.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday!
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault!
All right, today on Bad Choice Friday, we went back to 1989. It's the 80s weekend, so why not? But it was a different kind of song than Kool and the Gang doing Get Down on It. They went up against a tune from 2000 from Cisco, known as the Thong Song, as that tune today would go some 5 times platinum. So we have Cisco against Kool and the Gang. Ted, how was the voting?
You know, not that close on this one. There was a decided winner here, and I mean, it can be a whale's tail. It could be just the underwear you prefer, but at the end of the day, nobody wants to see your thong, man. They want to get down and dance.
Get out of here.
Cool of the Gang.
Right. Cool of the Gang
get
wins.
Down
oh, yeah.
On a Bad Choice Friday. All right, bitches, welcome to the weekend. Here is your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. That would be Cool of the Gang from 1989, and get down on it. It's Miles, the Thrill of Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Yeah.
Welcome to the weekend.
The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. In progress now. 99.9 KISW.
There's a Pearl Jam on the rock. What? What I just missed?
Oh, you remember we were joking around about that video yesterday about Kevin the Goat?
Kevin the Goat, yeah.
Yeah, what happened to him?
So it's a very funny video. Not safe for work if you...
Don't watch it with
the language.
Kids.
Ripe right. Language, yes.
Right, but there's one curse words he uses over and over.
Mm-hmm.
So I just Googled Kevin the Goat, and the first thing that comes up is Kevin the...
Oh, oh right. That's the name of the video.
Yeah, that's the name of the video. Oh, it's Kevin the...
Wow.
All right, your Sounders out of town over the weekend, but the Angels come to town as your Mariners begin their series tonight with L.A. Also, what else we have? Oh, well, playoff of plenty as far as NBA and NHL hockey are concerned. For everything else, take a break. Come back with TV Time with Ted next.
The Men's Room is back. 99.9 KISW.
Angels, Mariners, Sounders on the road. You've got playoffs in the NBA and NHL. Also, the Players' Championship is taking place. For everything else, have a little TV time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
TV Time with Ted, brought to you by Xfinity. Get thousands of hit shows and movies instantly with Xfinity On Demand, anytime, anywhere. Xfinity, it's the future of awesome. Give him a call, 1-800-XFINITY, 1-800-XFINITY.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller!
Last night, I went out and watched a... everybody knows the WWE, right?
Sure.
That's like the top dog when it comes to wrestling. So they have like a minor league system, which is NXT. And, you know, some of the wrestlers on the roster now in WWE have come through there. You've seen them.
Right.
Kevin Owens is a pretty big one in this and that. So last night, they were in town, man. Now, look, I can't lie to I'm not going to lie to you wrestling people. I don't watch a ton of NXT stuff. I don't have the network, right? But they were in town, and they were doing a show at the Paramount. And I went to it with Miggs, because he loves wrestling. By the way, he is a god at the wrestling shows. Like, yeah. I had to take so many pictures of him and people.
Take my picture.
Authority.
No. That would imply that they knew who I was.
Maybe he should be Mean Gene Miggs.
Maybe. Like, hey, do you mind taking I'll take a picture of you guys.
Sure.
But I saw NXT last night for the first time over at the Paramount, and it was awesome. Like, it's a little more, not like giant dudes, seemed like a little more like athleticism and this and that.
All right.
I did notice the difference between, say, and I wrestled very briefly in high school, just my freshman year, but like that wrestling and WWE, there's one guy on a tag team whose last name is Gable. So I said, is he related to like the Gable of like the famed, you know, Gable Grip? And everybody's like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, could be. Right. I'm not from Iowa, dude.
I was like, that is one question I have. How many wrestling fans have ever, like, wrestled? But two different animals, right?
Sure.
One's entertainment, one's real wrestling. But, man, that NXT show was awesome. I was blown away by it. And that was the first time they had been in Seattle. So if they come back, I highly recommend you go check it out. Plus, it was just cool. Steve had good seats. So we were sitting on the stage at the Paramount.
He knows people. He's very important.
He's a god there, man.
Yeah.
He is. The only weird thing was... I went to take a picture, and the security guard's like, no. And I was like, what? You can't take pictures? And then we overhear him saying, no video, right? Like, oh, all right, well, I wasn't taking a video. So every time somebody would hold up their camera to, like, take a picture, he would come over, like, so quick and be like, you better not be taking video. And it's like, I'm just taking a picture. Like, it takes a second to frame it.
Yeah.
And then I heard him say three times to people, don't test me. Oh. I was like, I'm going to be like, bro.
Relax.
This is minor league wrestling. It's almost sold out. It's okay. You're not going to see like a clean miss here. You know what I mean? Like easy.
Right. Plus,
you're not giving up the game.
Yeah. As it went on, I think he loosened up a little. But it's just like also like physically, it's very like you can't hold up even a camera phone and just like snap a picture. Like
it
takes a second. You know what I mean? Like
plus these guys are doing legitimate stuff.
Yeah, man. Plus, some of them are attractive. That Alexis Bliss woman has a very nice butt. But I was telling Miles this earlier. There's a girl that's like the John Cena of NXT, and her name's Bailey, right?
She sounds beautiful.
She can rap.
No.
But Bailey's whole thing is she hugs people and stuff. Like, everybody loves her.
Does she wear jorts?
She doesn't wear jorts. She's like John Cena in the fact that, like, she's great with the kids. Like, all-American.
People love her.
Everybody loves her. So as these matches are going on, this will shock you, but I choose not to cheer for Bailey. I like the whole hugging culture, but I'm cheering for the blonde with the ghetto booty, right?
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. So like the people next to me are really into Bailey, right? And I'm like, man, they really like her. So then the match ends. Bailey wins. Bailey does have the sock puppets you see outside.
Okay. The actual rose.
Yeah, I don't know what you call those things. Sashay. That flop around.
Sashay.
Yeah. So I respect that part of her game. And she likes hugging people. So afterwards, Bailey comes by, and she specifically, like, we're in the second row, like, peeks through the crowd to say something to these two people next to me, and they're wearing Bailey shirts. And I told Miles, I leaned over and go, huh, looks like your tickets paid for themselves for that. And the guy's kind of like, yeah. And then later on, something else happens, and I go, man, you guys must be, like big fans. Like, she knows you. And the guy's like, yeah. Right? So, like, things are happening. Thankfully, I didn't say anything disparaging about her, as I found out I was sitting next to her family.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
That's what happens when you go second row.
You're right, Miles. You're right.
You know? Up in the front's the important
people are super fans.
They are. But either way, great product, man. I highly suggest you
think
see
they,
it.
I think they should, and I know their network probably needs programming, and they got to build the shows and all that stuff, and I know it's $10 a month or whatever it costs to get that, but I think they should kind of consider that stuff for more of a Monday Night Raw type deal where they give that a prime time slot, you know, so you can see the up-and-comers, and then make it more of bringing back some of the, in a weird way, kind of like bring back some of the older wrestlers, maybe not to mentor, but just to actually, they can fight those guys too?
Well, no, that's the problem. That's why I like that so much better.
Because it's all amateurs?
Well, it's not just amateurs. A lot of them are kind of like underground, but like one issue I have with the WWE now is just some of the people that have been around forever. It's just like, all right, like,
enough for it.
Get rid of them.
Well, they're a draw. They wouldn't be there. Vince would get rid of those people. If they did not make the money, they'd probably kick them out, you know, I would guess.
Yeah.
Or wait for them to drop an N-bomb or whatever happens.
We're just waiting. Exactly. Day now.
Just wait for Dog the Bounty Hunter to, you know, speak his mind, and then he won't be wrestling anymore.
Yeah. But I would say that's what was cool. And it was less like giant, just massive people. Very athletic. Right. Very athletic dudes. So. All right, now let's get on to some other sports. You know, I'm a Caps fan, Washington Capitals fan. I'm not going to act like I'm the biggest fan. But when it comes to playoffs, I'm on board.
Of course,
yeah.
Right?
You should be.
But one thing you know growing up in the D.C. area is the Caps lose in the playoffs. That's what they do. They've done it when I was a child. My nephew's now 11. He knows the heartache of that. It's a thing when you grow up in my family. You accept that Maryland football will be bad. You know the Caps will suck.
You hope for Terp basketball?
Terp basketball lacrosse. Is what you wait for? Not lacrosse.
Number one seed.
Sure, but everyone in my family's baseball crazy. They hate people.
All right. Most people hate lacrosse people.
Yeah. What I was going to say, it's like nobody cared about the NBA or whatever, but those were kind of the things. You know, now they have the Nationals, you cheer for the Orioles, but you're used to this annual collapse. And it's always the Caps run into a hot goaltender, this or that. So this news anchor on a local channel in D.C., now keep in mind, this is right after the Caps have been eliminated once again by the Penguins. So basically what you'll hear is him having a couple drinks, and in the silences, it's just him drinking.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Geico Sportsnet Central. Always great to have you with us here at CSN. I'm Michael Jenkins. You guys hear about the Caps? No? You like to drink?
I like to drink.
I'm going to drink the whole show.
He had it under his desk.
Check out the highlights from Pittsburgh. Got a message for all you kids out there. I know everyone says, oh, you can do whatever you want if you put your mind to it. It's all one big lie. Caps were supposed to win it all this season. They put their mind to it. Look what happened. Crushing disappointment. So, give up on your dreams. With each passing week, it seems like Stephen Curry continues to write the NBA record books. Then again, it must be easy when you've already won a championship, you know?
He starts spilling on his shirt.
Hit the mic. Guard has now become the first unanimous MVP in the history of the NBA. Strong.
Now, I asked Miles, I asked Mike. I'm not sold there was an actual cocktail in there, but either way, it was pretty funny. And when he just says, kids, give up on your dreams.
He sounded pretty crushed one way or the other.
Yeah.
Caps, they're going to win it all this year. They put their mind to it.
Well, they dominated, like, all season long. I read an article, like, just, like, a month and a half ago that was, like, you know, like, the Warriors are good, but the best team in sports right now is the Washington Capitals.
Maybe they were then.
They might have been. Yeah. Hockey and basketball, though, regular season doesn't mean jack, does it?
No.
And the playoffs were so long in both those sports that
best of seven. I mean, it changes everything.
Yeah.
You might eke out some freak win, man, and it moves forward.
And you get hot at the right time, and that's it.
That's part of it, too, man. If you get hot or the other team collapses, you have seven games at most. you know, to expose him for it.
And I think it's Seattle. You don't need, you know, like, remember that, like, what was that, 2001 when the Mariners went 116 games?
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Right. So it's like that kind of disappointment. I think right now people in Washington are like, the Premier League has it right. You win the regular season. Right. You win the title.
Aggregate scoring. Right.
It doesn't matter if you get a draw or even if you lose that day. You can still win because you were the best over the goddamn season.
Right. Consistency.
Right? Oh, Jose would say the campaign.
There are a lot of teams that wish that's how it went down, man.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I mean, right? Like, Pittsburgh, right? The Steelers a few years ago, weren't they like barely snuck in the playoffs and then won three games on the road?
Just, just sort of crushing everyone in the playoffs.
That's the whole point.
I think a lot of foreigners struggle with our obsession with college sports and our obsession with playoffs.
I do prefer the playoff system because, you know, I do get the aggregate scoring. There's nothing wrong with that concept. But I do like the idea of, like, look, this is the formula we have. Some teams get cheated. Because, like in NFL football, the AFC South.
Well, aggregate scoring still is in playoffs.
Well, I know. But, yeah. I mean, I love the idea of, like, look, this team has no business winning, but they might do it today. Because that puts the onus on the team that should win. Like, if you should win, play your game. But you just don't know what's going to happen.
But this was always one of the arguments for college football not having a playoff, as the old school writers would say. But that's what makes every game so exciting.
Sure.
Is because you got to win the regular season.
Right.
So, yeah, I go back and forth.
Oh, it goes both ways. I just like playoffs, goddammit.
Yeah. Hey, you're an American. Like all the playoffs you like.
That's exactly it.
I think the federal government should just completely audit the entire NCAA.
No, they should.
Every college and university.
Everyone knows what's going on.
They're just
scamming. What's the point
people.
Of doing it?
I don't know.
Who are they scamming? Who doesn't know this? Why would you have the federal government that is the top scam artist?
Just to stop it and just make tuition reasonable for the kids and the families. Like stop their bullcrap so that everyone can afford to go to college and basic stuff.
But that's not the NCAA. That's colleges.
Yeah,
why would they do anything in NCAA?
Well, no, all of it. The whole thing. Sports. Any way they make money. Just to kind of figure out a way to give it back to
them. But why? Because if you did it with them, you have to do it with everyone. You have to do it with every single industry that exists.
Yep.
If you have an iPhone, let's do it with Apple. They ain't paying taxes and they got sweatshops, right? I mean, if you can do it with Nike, same goddamn deal. Pepsi, Google, Facebook. Emma Watson.
The fun police.
The people in Congress, world leaders. I mean, everybody, man. Everything's a scam. It's just, but in the end, at least we get something enjoyable out of college sports. Like, of course it's a scam. Everything's a goddamn scam. But at least in return for scamming those specific kids, we get to watch something
enjoyable. But then we get a level playing field. Like, if they come in and manipulate it, then that way, like, it's all equal. So I can watch college football.
But it's already
equal.
And can
watch college basketball.
It's already equal. It's what you do. Look. Everyone has an equal shot at doing anything. If this guy's dirty, then he's dirty. If this guy's a better recruiter, then he's a better recruiter. But you have the same opportunity. It just like anyone could be a CEO. It's just whether or not you have a soul. You know what I mean? Like at some point, and that's not all CEOs. We know that. But generally speaking, like, look, if you just don't care about people, you can run for Congress or you can be a CEO. It's going to make your life a lot easier. But we have a level playing field. Any one of us can throw a hat in the ring. I have enough, and I don't even like people, but I have enough compassion. I'm not out to get you.
No, not personally.
So I can't.
I'm just saying, like, when I watch a national championship football game, I know these are the two best teams that cheated all year long.
Yeah, but all the other ones cheated. It's like Lance Armstrong.
Right.
And Ben
the two best. They're the best
Ben
two, the two best cheaters. But some of those
Lance
people go,
Armstrong
like, hey, don't get busted on this.
He doped, but so did everybody. Right. So he was still the best.
Now they have motors and bikes. If we can't dope the person, let's dope the bike.
Yeah, I mean.
You ever ridden one of those assisted bikes?
No, I haven't. How are
they? They are phenomenal.
Well, they're great.
But I'm not racing a race.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, they shouldn't be allowed in races, but
they should be allowed on the street.
Yeah, like my cousin, he lives in Boston. He commutes all the time. He has one. He loves that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does he make fun of your scooter?
No.
He should. He can't.
He respects
it.
Right.
He should.
He should.
Yeah.
That's a Harley.
It's the next step up.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
One
man.
Day he'll get a scooter, man.
He's got like
crap
10 cc's. Nothing.
I got 10 cc.
Yeah, most people do. That's you know the mean? Whole like, reason for
I
the band.
I got that much.
Not in love.
All right, where do we want to go here? You know
that
what?
A really old joke.
Andy Richter, you know him from being a sidekick on Conan O'Brien. He also had a period where he left Conan's show, went off Andy Saves the World, I thought was
that was a great show.
Right? And there was
and
another one, or The
I
World
liked.
According to Andy?
Yeah, something like that. He did a couple of projects and...
Yeah, I always
came back to
him.
Conan.
Right, but last night they talked about him writing some books, and these are some of the titles of his sidekick memoirs.
I'll tell you the titles of all 18 of my memoirs. Side Dish, Confessions of a Talk Show Sidekick. Then we've got Sidekick to the Curb, the Andy Richter story. Sidetracked, A Life Less Lived. Oh, this is a good one. That's Me in the Corner. Fake Laughter, Real Tears. Sidekick's Journey.
Okay, Andy, I think we get the idea.
Forcing the Laugh, Hiding the Gin Bottle. Pretending to Listen, the Andy Richter story. Dead Inside, A Sidekick's Life. Andrew and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Career. Waiting for That Guy to Shut Up So I Can Go Home, the Andy Richter story. 20 Feet from Dum Dum.
I fired up there at the end.
Yeah, 20 Feet from Dum Dum. That's a pretty good one. You know, I did see Conan today had a wisdom teeth pulled. So he was drinking a milkshake from In-N-Out.
Hmm.
And then... Hey,
huh? Any excuse.
Hashtag ad.
What's that, Ben?
Usually you get your wisdom teeth out when you're like a teenager, right?
Yeah, maybe he never had him out.
50-something.
Yeah.
Well, obviously he never had him out.
Yeah, no, he had him out. You're right.
They don't grow back. You're 100% right.
He had him replaced because he wanted to get him out again.
He's that smart.
Please, take this appendix out again.
Well, the thing was, man, I read that tweet as I was pooping.
Yeah. you take your phone into the poop?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was... I hadn't retrieved the new SI yet, so I wanted to read something. But I read that, and I went, oh, man, he shouldn't be drinking a milkshake. If you suck on a straw, you could get a dry socket. Mm-hmm. And then I clicked on the picture. He had the top off. Conan's a smart man. He knows what he's doing.
They probably stopped his orders.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, if you have a teeth thing like that and you can't eat hard food, there's only three things you're eating. Mashed potatoes, gravy, milkshake.
Jesus Christ. If you're a smoker, it sucks,
applesauce.
Man. So, like, even dragging on a cigarette, which makes sense, can cause dry side. If you don't know what it is, essentially, they remove a tooth, right?
Right.
And then you have the little pool of blood and the dent in your gum where the tooth was. It scabs over, like anything else. Dry socket is, if you make a hard sucking motion, you end up breaking that scab, it opens the thing back up, it just doesn't heal right, and it causes you pain. It's understood, it's basic physics. But as a smoker, they're like, look, man, it's not even just about sucking through a straw, it's even your cigarette. So I did ask, all right, well, look, if I put my cigarette in one nostril, hold it down, drag it, they're like, don't do that. But I'm like, but it won't cause dry socket. They're like, no, but don't do that.
Did you make it through without smoking a cig, or did you sneakily just
what
get away with it?
What I did, Ted, was it took me a while to smoke a cigarette, because I'm going to smoke a cigarette, but it was, you couldn't do the normal drag.
All right.
So it's like this, so normally, if I'm going to smoke a cigarette, I don't know, say my drag lasts 1/1,000, right, and you got your, this was kind of, you do, instead of like quick acceleration, it's a real slow burn, so
very
it's kind of
slow
like,
drag.
Yeah.
Because you got to do it light, so you don't rip the thing out of there.
Couldn't you just, like,
blow it up, but
breathe the smoke out of the other end? Like, don't put your mouth on it, just kind of, like, inhale the smoke coming off the end of the cigarette?
It's not the same, Ben.
Hmm.
You know what that is? That's like, hey, what's your favorite food in the world? I'm going to eat it, and you can smell it.
Yeah. All right. It's the same smoke, though, right?
But you want to eat it.
It's coming from the same thing. It just it's unfiltered at this point.
Yeah, if I wanted unfiltered, if I smoked Camel's unfiltered, maybe.
All right.
Dude, when I had my wisdom teeth out, that's when I was dipping.
Right.
Oh. And then, they were like, you can't, this and that. And I was like, sure, sure. So I emptied out tea bags, filled those up with dip so it wouldn't get in there.
Yeah.
Well, bandits.
Yeah. I made homemade ones. Let's see. TV for you this weekend. You still got some NBA playoffs going on. There should be some new series kicking off in the NHL. Some series just wrapped up this week. Saturday Night Live will be Drake. He's hosting that.
And based on the promos, that should be great.
Drake's a personable dude, and he's pretty funny. Sounders, that's a 6 p.m. kickoff. Let's see, Sunday, a show I like. I don't know if a lot of other people like it, but second season finale of Last Man on Earth, that's 9:30 on Fox.
Will Forte!
Yeah, if you want to check that out. Most of the shows are in repeat tonight, so I'm not going to recommend one.
Now that you know what's going on in TV land, here's what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to New York, where a man follows family around store with a toilet lid on his head and clown paint.
Jesus.
Meanwhile, a trained engineer possibly saves many lives as he's been hailed a saint. Texas Border Agency has 1,400 pounds of pot destined for the Almond Joy plant. Pittsburgh police catch a gingerbread man when he tells them he can't. And you get Mariners missed in San Antonio weekend. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
All right, a North Tonawanda man is facing charges after a bizarre incident at the Mid-City Plaza on Monday. A woman was in the dollar store with her child and a neighbor's child when police say 67-year-old Herbert Forrester began following them around the store. She said she was following the children around while wearing a clown nose. When the woman and children left, he followed them out, ran to his van, and put a toilet seat around his head and toilet paper in his mouth.
Uh-oh, look out.
Police say the woman ran to her car with the children as Forrester allegedly yelled, "Yeah, run!" Oh, police later caught up to Forrester and arrested him, charging him with harassment, and officers say he told them that he, quote, has a strange sense of humor and I have to stop.
A sense of humor would indicate that you're funny. That's just creepy.
Exactly.
Like, that's just creepy.
Moving on, a train operator had just three seconds to react when he noticed his passenger train was about to crash into a truck partially blocking the track ahead. He apparently used the time wisely in what is being called a heroic move. Security footage shows the driver sprinting through the train car, telling passengers to get down before bracing for the crash himself. Thanks to the warning, no one was badly injured. He flew down that hallway, too.
Hmm. 3 seconds, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Sheriff's deputies say they've caught a gingerbread man, a Pittsburgh area burglary suspect who referred to the nursery rhyme and taunting authorities who couldn't catch up to him.
You can't get me in your mom's wills, Jens.
Did he not finish that story?
I guess not.
I mean, like, the original, like, you know the gingerbread man lost.
Get out. I ain't gonna deal with them jag-off cops.
Police say 25-year-old Heath Emery Miller was trying to hide in the attic of a home where police found him on Wednesday. Emery is wanted on several warrants for burglaries in the Pittsburgh suburbs of Westview and Ross Township. On Monday, he escaped into the woods after county deputies thought they had him cornered. That night, Miller posted on Facebook saying, quote, "They call me the gingerbread man. Catch me if you can. I'm running as fast as I can." And they did. Early morning passengers on the Port Authority's P-12 Holiday Park Flyer were joined by a real flyer on Wednesday, a turkey that crashed through the center of the windshield.
Mm.
First, the driver pulled to the side of the road. Pulled the side of the road and called calmed passengers. And then she opened the door and the turkey just waddled off the bus and no riders were injured.
Did they charge our turkey for the bus? The bus ain't free. That's turkey.
Right. In the world of sports, your game to watch tonight. The Angels are going to be here in Seattle against the Mariners on Root Sports at 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. You got your basketball playoffs on ESPN and your hockey playoffs on NBC. And the Sounders play FC Dallas on Channel 13. That'll be tomorrow at 6 o'clock. That's it for your headlines tonight. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
All right, thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll take a break. The lovely Taryn Daly joins us right after these.
Now, back to the men's room on 99.9 KISW.
Oh, yes, the lovely Taryn Daly is in the house. Taryn, how you doing?
Pretty good.
You doing all right? What, any big plans for the weekend?
Just going to play with my chickens.
You can play with your chickens.
Some dogs.
I don't know what happened last night, but, man, you look horrible today. Normally, Taryn, telling you, beautiful woman, you walk in and you do her thing. I'm looking at you today, and, you know, I hate to be that guy, because you don't want to say this to women, but, Taryn, truly, I mean, you look like ass.
Well, Miles knows how it is when you start drinking those IPAs.
can you not see her in the hallway there?
No, I can.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Taryn, ladies and gentlemen, is still busy somewhere putting together your Dude, It's the 80s Weekend, which he has handcrafted for you, so you will enjoy
that
coming up.
This is what happens when people work hard.
Lovely Taryn Daly. She's coming up momentarily. Dude, It's the 80s Weekend kicking off. Man, we'll see you next week. Profile This has Slipknot and Marilyn Manson tickets.
Oh
yes, a random question. We'll be back. Men's Room Rules, Profile This, all that fun stuff. We will see you Monday. Taryn's here somewhere. She'll take care of you. Trust us.
Let's hope how it goes. It's Friday. We're out.
Yep.
All right, bitches. Enjoy your weekend. We're back on Monday. Until then, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.